Tonight's protest is organized by the statewide teachers union, NYSUT. Union leaders and teachers will be gathering on the steps of the state education department. They will use paper shredders to destroy standardized tests. Pearson, a private company, has a more than $32 million contract to provide tests to the state education department. The teachers union says this prevents teachers from discussing test questions or pointing out problems with the exams. In June, the union was highly critical of what it called the state's flawed rollout of new standardized tests based on the Common Core learning standards. During a visit this past May to Buffalo, State Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch defended standardized testing.
The testing is never for the purpose of playing gotcha with kids, gotcha with teachers, frustrating parents, frustrating communities. But we need to have a benchmark by which we know how our students are doing in different settings.
Still, NYSUT has continued to fight for a moratorium for teachers for what they say are the consequences from standardized testing created from poor implementation of the Common Core. Union President Karen McGee says tonight's public education, not private profits protest is designed to call attention to the wealthy elite who are trying to privatize public education and profit from students across the states. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.